We're pleased to be joined by Kevin Bowen here of Colts.com. And Kevin, just wanted to first get your thoughts on the mentality there in Indianapolis after a tough loss to the Lions.
Yeah, it was a crazy opener to say the least. Colts were down 21-3 late in the first half, and they kind of roared back the late drive in the first half. And Andrew Luck really spearheaded that comeback. And that was his first game since, ironically enough, playing Denver last November when he lacerated his kidney. And the Colts came all the way back, took the lead 35-34, and then the Lions got the ball. I think it was like 37 seconds left in the game, drove down very quickly. Matt Prater kicked a 43-yard field goal, and the final score was actually 39-35, kind of a crazy safety end of the game. But it was a wild opener. We expected it to be a shootout. It definitely was. The Colts are dealing with a lot of injuries right now on the defensive side of the ball, and the offense pretty much had their entire unit healthy, and they put up a lot of points, which is to be expected with Luck back at quarterback.
It's just one game, but I know that the Colts in a couple years in a row here have lost the first two games of the season. Nothing to panic about, though, just yet, right?
Right, but I think it is a key that Chuck Pagano mentioned back in training camp. This team has to get off to better starts. Not only better starts just game-wise, but also within games. You know, season-wise, 0-2 a couple years ago, and the Colts came out to Denver for that opener, then lost to Philly the following week. Last year, lost to Buffalo and the Jets. So I think that's kind of a big focus coming into this week. Of course, from a Colts standpoint, you'd love to avoid that 0-2 start again. But just from a game standpoint, you can't get behind, especially early in games, and you can't do it in that environment against a defense that's probably the best in the NFL.
You mentioned Luck's injury there last season against the Broncos. There's been a lot of talk about how aggressive this Broncos defense has been. Luck, similar to Cam Newton, is a guy who likes to get out of the pocket, you know, extend the play. Has there been any talk about Luck facing this Broncos defense this week?
Yeah, that has been a popular topic from the media, and as you would expect from Andrew Luck, he's not going to take the bait on any of that, and he honestly complimented Denver really playing to the whistle. He says, you know, football teams should kind of toe the line of aggression was the term that he used, and you guys have watched Andrew Luck play. We have obviously watched Andrew Luck play. He loves the physical nature of football. This is a guy that isn't afraid to absorb contact. You know, he finished that game back in week 9 against the Broncos last year after lacerating his kidney on the first play of the fourth quarter. And it was a major reason why the Colts were able to kind of get back in that game after they blew a 17-point lead. So toughness is never something that Andrew Luck shies away from. Contact is something that he doesn't shy away from. He did slide a couple times in the preseason and in week 1, and that was, of course, a big cheer from the Lucas Oil Stadium crowd, but I think Luck is embracing the challenge of, again, one of the best defenses in the NFL come Sunday afternoon.
The Colts secondary, a little bit banged up heading into this one. What's the health status of some of the guys back in the secondary?
Yeah, a little bit banged up would probably be a compliment. Honestly, it is a lot banged up. Mike Adams is probably the only starter that you will see on Sunday. Vontae Davis, Patrick Robinson, both of them still have not practiced. Those are the two starting cornerbacks that were expected to be the starters coming into the year. T.J. Green, their rookie starting safety, who was actually filling in for Clayton Gethers, who was supposed to be the week 1 starter. Both of them are now out after T.J. Green had a mild ACL sprain in the season opener. So it is a patched-up group in the secondary. Antonio Cromartie, who's been a veteran in this league, will probably be one of the starters on Sunday afternoon. The Colts should get Darius Butler back, who's primarily been a nickel corner for them, but he's a vet that's played in this league. So Mike Adams has been kind of the constant presence. I know he was a former Bronco back in the day, but it's definitely a group that's been kind of duct taped together here in the past few weeks.
We all love Pop Adams here in Denver. I'll let you go on this one. Kind of a weird feel heading into this one without Peyton Manning. What do you think? It's first time in a long time.
Yeah, I saw a stat like 1992 or 93. Yeah. The Broncos and Colts have met without Peyton Manning. I know it was very odd for me. I grew up in the Indianapolis area to watch that opener on Thursday night and see him, you know, kind of bring out the Lombardi Trophy and see Trevor Siemian taking the first team snaps. But I think the good thing about this matchup from a Denver standpoint is when you have Siemian under center, this is still a team that has so many Pro Bowl weapons on defense, two Pro Bowl wideouts, and I thought C.J. Anderson looked really, really good in week 1. So I think that's the biggest key for the Colts coming into this game is, yes, there's no Peyton Manning, but Denver's got a run game that, you know, the Colts are used to seeing Gary Kubiak do that in Houston with Arian Foster, and now it's C.J. Anderson. So that's got to be priority number one for the Colts is, from a defensive standpoint, improve on the tackling and try to make Trevor Siemian beat you.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kevin. We appreciate it. That's been an opponent overview. Kevin Bowen, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, we'll see you guys on Sunday.